Well, I think what we have to recognize is that in the individual insurance market, maintaining affordability requires you have a mix of members in that insurance pool. You need people who need health care today, tomorrow, and in the future. And where we stand now, because of some of the special enrollment periods, is we have a mix imbalance. We have more people who need health care today and fewer who are making a decision to purchase the insurance before they actually need the health care.
Could what happened today be the biggest threat and the biggest hit of all to the health care law? I mean, United Health is so big and so powerful, it has to be hurting the other guys too.
Well, I think we have to keep it all in perspective. The reality is it is better for people to have insurance than to not have insurance. The debate is how do we do it and how do we structure it in a way that we maintain affordability. For the people who participated in Medicaid expansion, there's 7 million of them. They have no out-of-pocket, no expense. It's been a big win, but it's been a Medicaid expansion. For individuals who purchase and families who purchase through the exchanges, we need to find better ways to make certain that it's an affordable product. I don't think it's the end of the exchanges. I don't think it's the biggest thing we'll see. The health plans will look at their cost and they will price their product to reflect the
cost.
But
it is a blow. I mean, $500 million for the biggest health insurer on a loss just from these exchanges next year, that's not going to be good for the health care law, which needs these companies.
Well, I would agree, and I think what we'll see is each plan will look at their costs, they will take whatever write-off is necessary, and they will price those plans. The question is, what kind of regulatory pushback will they get,
right,
and will they be asked to go forward with premiums that are not actuarially supportable? If that happens, then the plans will not participate, would be my judgment.